John Howie Jr. started off playing drums, but it wasn't long before he switched to guitar and began making some hardcore honky-tonk music, first in the Chapel Hill-based $2 Pistols, and now in his current band, the Rosewood Bluff. The latest album is called Everything Except Goodbye. It's chock full of heartbreak, pedal steel, upright bass, and John's baritone voice. John joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. There's no concession to anything that's fashionable in country music in this record, and really in any of your output. Do you wonder sometimes what would happen if you tried to do something for something like the television show Nashville, or what passes for country music on the radio today?
You know, the music that's played on radio today that's called country music, the pop country kind of stuff, Blake Shelton and all those guys, is just kind of the farthest thing from anything that I'm interested in listening to, much less actually, you know, creating. So that's not really a direction that I would, you know, necessarily consider going into. I'm definitely not averse to, you know, making money from my music. I've had songs in commercials and in movies and things like that, and that's always great. And those are usually my recordings. And I would certainly be, you know, curious to hear what certain artists, like maybe Alan Jackson or someone like that, who has more of a traditional bent, would do with one of the songs that I've written.
Tell me a little bit about The Man I Used to Be and how that lyric turns. I like it.
You know, that was an interesting one. I had the chorus and the first verse for that, and I really wanted to record it on this record, and everybody really wanted to record it, but I couldn't come up with a second verse. It was sort of one of those, you know, magical moments that you hope happen when you go in the studio. We were recording it. Tim Shearer laid down his guitar solo, and as we were listening to the playback of it, the second verse to that just kind of popped into my head, and there you go, the song was done. I love the way that song grooves. It swings really well. Yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Before you take it all that time, might just need it, 'cause there's a tear for every lie that
there's plenty more where that came from, and my favorite song here is the title track, Everything Except Goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah, that song is my favorite piece of music that I've recorded at this point in my however many years of making records. I was so happy with the mix and the production and the band on it. And that guy who plays piano on that is a cat named Richard Putnam. He lives in Charlotte, and I to this date have not actually met him. We've corresponded on the internet, but we sent the tracks to him, and I just said, look, you know, this, I'm going for this, you know, Floyd Kramer sort of, you know, Charlie Pride record kind of thing, and by God, he gave it to me.
I get up at 6:30 every morning. I don't expect to find those two arms open wide. I know that I will be all right when the lonely sun goes down and the tears are gone that I
The album closes with the song Blue, a tribute to your good friend who drummed with you for at least a decade or so before his untimely death. And that was last year, right?
No, 2012.
2012.
Yeah, yeah.
You dedicate the record to Matt Brown, and I wonder how hard it's been for you to play music without Matt backing you up.
It's been remarkably difficult. Dealing with Matt's passing, you know, brought that band together, I think, because we had to make a decision. You know, were we going to continue? And I certainly had absolutely no doubt in my mind that you know, Matt certainly would have wanted us to keep going. He spent, you know, 10 years of his life making my music sound better than I ever could have imagined it sounding. So I mean, in a very real sense, it would have been kind of a disservice to him for me to just go, well, that's it, I'm done. But there's no question, you know, he's an irreplaceable figure because he was so incredibly loyal to me and so supportive of me and such a great musician, and just a great all-around person. I mean, I learned so much about, it sounds cheesy, but it's very true. I learned so much just about life in general in the 10 years that Matt and I had together. Matt and I had a special deal, and yeah, it's tough, man. It's, you know, tricky for sure.
Yeah. And people should know that, that this song is, it's more upbeat than you might expect.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to do a kind of country rock thing, and it ended up being sort of this ironic deal. Matt and I were one of the things Matt and I bonded on. We were the same age. We grew up in the 70s, came home from school and watched the Monkees on TV. It was in syndication then. And they were a big inspiration to us when we were, you know, 7, 8 years old to start playing music. And Matt and I were really into Michael Nesmith. He did a lot of really fantastic country rock things for a few years in the late 60s until he moved on to, you know, doing whatever, inventing MTV and all kinds of, you know, things like that. But that track has been compared in a few reviews to a Michael Nesmith country rock number, and I know Matt would have loved that. So it worked out well.
It's a perfect way to go out.
Thanks.
The latest recording from John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff is called Everything Except Goodbye. They play tomorrow afternoon at the Saxapaha Farmers Market. Thanks for your time this morning, John.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I had a dream when I was sleeping, trying to hide. We were on the beach and you were walking toward the tide.